We say a system is controllable if for any initial state and any given interval time in a final state, there's a piecewise continuous input function such that you can drive the state to the given final state within that period of time. Now, since the controllability is only related to the AB matrix, so it's equivalent to say AB is controllable if those conditions are true. You can test whether a system is controllable by using several well-known tests. For example, you can look at the controllability matrix where B, A, B, and then check the rank, if there's a full rank. And you can also look at a kind of a Gramian matrix, WC, for integration from 0 to T for any T, and see if that integral is possible definite. Now, that's usually not easy to do, but it's a useful test. And we're going to derive some other tests later on based on that, which is easier to calculate in special cases. Now, there's another way of stating the controllability is in terms of eigenvalue assignment. And it actually says that the AB is controllable if and only if A plus BF can be freely assigned by a suitable choice of F. In fact, what we're going to see is that, well, this is basically says you can find a state feedback U equal to FX so that the closed loop eigenvalues can be assigned to anywhere you want it. In this case, we say the system is controllable.